Have a fantasy football question? Call the fan line at 336-1230. And now, back to Fantasy Football Thursday with Chris Tubbs and David Brown.
This is Fantasy Football Thursday, and a question that I received from my good friend J.J. Hartigan, who is listening right now at Midway Stadium in St. Paul. He was wondering, David, does Ben Tate have what it takes to be the man in Cleveland?
Well, apparently he started listening after I said that Ben Tate would not be the guy in Cleveland, that Terrence West, in my opinion, and I believe in your opinion, will take over the starting running back job at some point during the season for Cleveland, if not by week four. He may win the job in training camp. I just think Ben Tate's value was elevated by people overvaluing Arian Foster so that when Ben Tate came in, his production seemed all the greater. I don't think Ben Tate has established himself enough to be the guy in Cleveland. I mean, he was sort of the low man on the totem pole in terms of this running back free agent offseason. You know, got the quote-unquote big contract, but there wasn't really a market. It was sort of like, yeah, I guess we'll take Ben Tate.
Question one.
All right, David, how will Darren Sproles' arrival affect LeSean McCoy's value?
Talking, of course, about the Philadelphia Eagles, I don't think it will affect it much. I actually think it might enhance McCoy's value because when you think of Darren Sproles, you don't think more of a running back. You think of him as a special teams guy and someone who can catch screen passes out of the backfield. I think as far as a pure running back is concerned, Sproles won't affect McCoy's carries. However, Sproles will, if you're in a PPR league, he will affect things from a pass-catching standpoint. He's going to catch a lot of passes out of the backfield with an established quarterback in Nick Foles. I like Darren Sproles. However, I like him more as a flex-type player because he's not going to be the guy that's going to run for 100 yards a game, but he will be the guy who may catch for 100 yards a game.
Yeah, Chip Kelly, his offense last year, fourth in the league in rushing attempts on a team that finished 13 in offensive plays per game. Now, LeSean McCoy, Darren Sproles, I think they're very similar, but I think the upside for Shady is a lot more. I'm with you, David. I don't, just because Darren Sproles is there, I would not shy away from LeSean McCoy.
Oh, not at all.
Being a top three back.
Question two.
The most important handcuff is blank.
This will be a shocker. Christine Michael for Seattle. When guys like Marshawn Lynch.
You're not, are you buying the, you're really buying the speculation that Marshawn Lynch is going to lose carries?
I think so. Not based on anything he's done. But when you look at running backs after they've been 400-plus carry backs for the year before, their production always goes down, except for maybe the rare exception here or there. When you have so many carries, and remember, Christine Michael was hurt for a lot of last year, so there's a little bit of a gamble on you don't know what he can produce, but I don't think Marshawn Lynch will have nearly the same production he had over his past couple seasons. I think he's wearing down.
The guy that you have to handcuff, and the Ray Rice thing notwithstanding, it is Bernard Pierce.
Yeah.
Number one, Bernard Pierce. Ray Rice had some injuries. I get it. But Bernard Pierce is going to have the opportunity in the first 2 weeks. Gary Kubiak, the new offensive coordinator, loves to run the football. Right now, he's in the eighth round ADP. Now, Ray Rice being suspended, even though it's only for two games, here's a chance for Bernard Pierce to grab this starting running back position and not let it go. I think if Pierce can capitalize on this early season opportunity, you know Gary Kubiak wants a featured running back. He wrote Arian Foster. He wants that back, and I think Bernard Pierce can be that guy. But if he doesn't, week three, if Ray Rice comes back and at all has any sort of a good game, then I think you're looking at a running back by committee. But Bernard Pierce is definitely, to me, my number one handcuff.
Question three.
That goes into this. How much do you trust Ray Rice this year?
Not at all. Don't trust him at all. You know, at the very best, you're getting him for 14 games. You already know that right now. You also know that his yards, his total yards per season, has declined every season since 2011. Bernard Pierce has shown he's capable. I don't know if he's capable of being a guy, but he's capable of being a consistent back. I agree that if you have Rice, you have to handcuff him with Pierce. And I think Pierce will probably do enough to establish himself early on to, I don't know if it'll be Pierce backing up Rice or Rice backing up Pierce once we get toward the latter parts of the season.
I think if you take out that game against the Bears, where Ray Rice had his best game of the season, he averaged less than 3 yards per carry in 14 other games. And not only has he been ridden hard in the pros, let's not forget that Greg Schiano gave him the ball 900-plus times at Rutgers. And including the playoffs, He's got 1,600 total carries. That is a lot for a guy like Ray Rice. And a early sixth round ADP, again, for me, that is just a little bit too early for Ray Rice.
Question four.
Which running back by committee will be most productive?
San Diego Chargers. Ryan Matthews has sort of been knocked around his first couple of years, inconsistent in terms of injuries, inconsistent in terms of yardage. But the Chargers have always seemed to find a backup running back to complement themselves, whether it was Ronnie Brown last year along with Danny Woodhead, and Danny Woodhead got a new contract this year. I think he's finally feeling good that his value is finally being recognized. We all remember him from Hard Knocks, getting cut by the Jets, establishing himself with New England, but then New England obviously let him go and he signed with San Diego. I think you'll always have a consistently good running back in San Diego, whether it's Matthews carrying or Woodhead carrying or someone else carrying.
I think I'm going to go to the Motor City. I'm going to go with Detroit. Joique Bell and Reggie Bush. Reggie Bush has got more value in PPR leagues. I don't think there's any question about that. But Joique Bell is 28 years old, just signed a three-year extension. And the new offensive coordinator is Joe Lombardi. He was the former Saints quarterback coach. He loves running back by committees. I think either Joique Bell or Reggie Bush, you put them together, I think you're going to get running back number one numbers. But individually, I think they're both going to be good players week in and week out. I don't think they're going to be world beaters.
Question five.
Which team has the worst running back situation?
It's kind of hard just because there are some names that you sort of know that are either from past or present that you know can consistently produce. But as far as question marks and pass production, I think the Tennessee Titans have the worst situation. I think Bishop Sankey will be good. I think that you just don't know his potential yet. They lost Chris Johnson, and we'll get into Chris Johnson later. But Sean Green, to me, has never been someone to excite fans or to excite fantasy owners. You never know what you're going to get with him. So I think just because of the question marks, the Tennessee Titans have the worst running back situation.
I'm going to go to Miami. Lamar Miller was a complete bust last year. So disappointed in...
You're telling me I had him.
I hyped him a lot. I drank the Kool-Aid. I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid this year. Daniel Thomas supplanted him. Then they signed Knowshon Moreno in the offseason. Knowshon Moreno, remember, he was a plodding running back. He looked good because Peyton Manning was awesome, and that Denver offense was awesome. Ryan Tannehill, Mike Wallace... It is not going to be the same. I don't feel confident with even Lamar Miller. He's coming off the board in the seventh round. I still don't feel comfortable with Lamar Miller or Knowshon Moreno. Knowshon Moreno reported out of shape.
Yeah, he's on the pup list.
He's out of shape. Is that a guy you want?
You were signed to be the guy in Miami because they couldn't get anything from Miller or Thomas last year, and this is how you show up.
Fantasy Football Thursday. What are the offseason moves? We'll discuss them next. Here on KWSN.